Loy came in, our Vietnamese friend Loy, who is celebrating Donk today.
Donk?
Came in. Hey, you know what? This is nice. This just shows you what a good guy Loy is from Da Nang. Sorry to our vets. With it being the Asian New Year, the year of the...
Duk.
You're right. Duk.
Which is rat or mice.
Thank you. He brought in these little envelopes, and it is. They've got some kind of ching-chang writing on them.
Yeah, and a chubby Asian baby sitting in a bowl of beans.
Yeah, some kind of rice writing on them, and then he's got a little chubby baby in a bowl.
Right.
Short.
A short chubby in a bowl. And he told me that all this crazy writing on the thing means Happy New Year. And it should bring you luck. And that's the way they do it, of course, over in Da Nang. Sorry, vets.
Stan?
Yeah.
I just answered the phone, and some guy wants to be on the air.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, happy donk. Happy donk.
Hey, Stan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Stan, how you doing?
Good. Man? Can I have your name, sir?
I'd rather... I'll tell you off the air.
You'll tell. Okay, if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine with me. I completely understand that. How can I help you, sir?
You got a Vietnamese boy in there?
Yes, I do. He's our friend Loy. He is from the country of Vietnam and the city Da Nang.
About how old is he?
Loy, how old of a guy are you?
I am 35 years old,
sir. He's 35 years old, sir.
Damn.
What's the matter? Say hi to Loy. He's here, he can hear you. Say good morning, Loy.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Son.
Son? How can I help you, sir? Did you call wanting to talk to Loy? You don't want to leave your name. You wanted to know if I had somebody from Vietnam in here. I said yes.
Stan,
yes, sir.
Every year when I wake up on his day.
Yes, sir.
I try to forget about it.
Oh no!
But I woke up this morning. I said, "Damn, it's Tet."
That's Tet, right?
Yes, sir.
So what we're celebrating is not Happy New Year. It's Tet.
I mean, this is like for the Vietnamese.
Oh,
that's like New Year's and Christmas and your birthday all wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm. Tet, yeah.
Ask him if it's true.
Is it true? It's like your birthday and New Year's and what else, sir?
Christmas.
And Christmas all wrapped into one.
It's the biggest holiday.
I mean, they go batty.
Right. It's the biggest holiday in Vietnam. A lot of firecrackers go off. A lot of sparklers.
That's right.
Yeah, he said that's right.
I know it's right.
Let me ask you something. Sir, are you veteran?
Yes, sir.
Fought in Nam?
First of all, I need to tell Loy a few things.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
First of all, son.
Okay, Dad.
Son, your name ain't Loy, it's Roy.
No, my name is Loy, not Roy.
That's what your mama told you. Your mama Betty.
Do you know Loy?
Yeah, wait a second.
What are you getting at?
What are you driving at? You're a veteran. You know all about every time you wake up on this anniversary.
You start crying.
You start crying, and you're telling him that his name is not Loy, it's Roy, and his mother's name's Betty.
Yeah, how do you know my mother's name?
I knew your mother.
Wait
that's
a second.
Impossible.
Hold on. That's got to be impossible, sir.
I knew your mother, Betty.
That's unbelievable, sir.
How?
But
please,
sir. You ought to at least have your birthright. Your name is not Loy. It's Roy.
And what's his last name?
You mean his real last name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Simmons.
Oh. So his name is...
But I'm sure he probably thinks his last name is Riggity Boggity Boo.
But you're saying his name's Roy Simmons.
Roy Simmons. That was the name you gave him. And that's your name.
That's his Christian name.
Please, sir, take us back there. Take us back to Nam.
I can't.
Take us back to where you...
I can't. I just want to let... I want to let that boy know.
What, yes?
He don't have to call himself Roy anymore. He can call himself Roy.
Wow,
Roy Simmons. Wait, now wait a second.
Roy Simmons Jr. Junior.
No,
and second. I tell you this, I've been listening to him. He ain't nothing like his daddy.
Now wait a second, sir. Roy Senior. Roy Senior. How do you know that he is Roy Simmons Jr. and his mother was Betty? How do you know that for a fact? Could you be making a mistake?
I doubt it, sir. I mean, what are the odds?
What do you mean, what are the odds? We had hundreds of thousands of soldiers fighting in Vietnam.
Yeah, but one who's here, his name is Loy, who has a mother named Betty. That's all adding up.
But that doesn't
I had an argument.
An argument?
What's that?
What?
I had an argument.
Argument. Yes, sir.
You mean like a verbal fight?
I had a disagreement. Sir.
With whom?
I would not raise my hand to a woman.
That's why I said a verbal thing.
Not even in Saigon where the rules was off.
Right. They don't call it Saigon anymore, do they?
Don't you dare say that name.
What do they call it? It's Ho Chi Minh, isn't it? Ho Chi Minh City.
Or is that
Hanoi?
How the hell does somebody name a city after somebody that don't even know when to take their pajamas off and put on some man clothes?
Okay, all right. Okay, you know what? You're getting. I know it was a tough time for so many veterans back then. But now,
I had a falling out with Betty.
Okay,
we had known each other for 12 glorious hours.
Oh. Over in Da Nang.
Yes, sir.
While you were there serving your country.
Well. We had a big fire base there.
Okay.
And I knew Betty. I forget what her real name was. I think it was like Biggity Biggity Bop.
Right. All right. But you called her Betty.
Or boom, 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 boom.
Yes, sir.
But I had spent 12 hours with Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got up to leave, she said, Roy, I'm pregnant.
It's not me, sir.
Wait a second.
It's not me, Roy.
Roy, even though you spent 12 hours with Betty.
12 of the best hours of my life.
So you're telling me after 12 hours with
her. She knew she was pregnant?
She told you she was pregnant.
They got something over there where they got witch doctors and fortune tellers. They know.
So they can tell right away.
Okay, so she after 12 hours, she got a witch doctor and fortune teller.
She wrote me a letter.
I see.
And I had it translated. And it said, Roy, your seed has found purchase in the fertile grounds of my womb.
Okay, well, I guess that's, kind of telling you what happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a boy. I will call him Loy.
Okay, so you're immediately 35.
And we had agreed that the boy would be called Roy Jr.
Wait a second.
And she thought it was a compromise because Loy rhymes with Roy.
Right. This was 35 years ago, sir.
Oh, it was longer than that.
How much longer was it?
Hell, I don't know. What do I look like, a calendar?
If it's longer than that, Loy can't possibly be your son.
Because Loy is.
Oh, whoa.
Because Loy is 35. That takes us back to what year? What year were you born the year? Not in Asian years, in American years.
The
year
1973.
1973, that was the year.
The year of the chicken, yeah.
The year of the chicken, and that was.
I believe it was the year of the dog.
Was it?
Hey, I'll tell you, that was the year they released all the POWs from North Vietnam. That was when the ceasefire came. You could very well have been there and be the father of Roy here.
Now, come to think of it, I think it was 69 or 70, so...
Well, then it's impossible!
I apologize.
So, just, you're bad here, right?
I believe it's my bad, and I apologize to gentleman there.
Okay. Thank you for calling, sir.
Can I meet you, daddy?
He wants to call you daddy.
I tend to start a little early on 10.
Right. He just, Loy, our friend here from Da Nang, just asked, because you got his hopes up, can he call you daddy?
No, but his mama did.
Oh, man! Goodbye.
And welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm just about to count down the 40 most popular songs in the country. And like the man says, have I got a countdown for you. We've got three new songs in the survey, including one of the highest debuting records of the year. We'll hear the latest hits by the most successful groups to come out of Scotland and Sweden, and a debut hit by a former member of the most successful group in the history of popular music. And for the capper on the survey, we've got a brand new number one song. It's the funniest disco smash of the year. A lot of action, a lot of great music. So let's get it all started right here.
Number 40. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get
it out of you. Go ahead,
Stan
cough it up.
On 96 K Rock.
Come on. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, welcome to the show. You know, got word. My phone went off. Get texts from people all over the. Oh, Joe Jackson died. Well, guess what? It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Yeah, and you've known about it for days because I told you.
Yeah, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I guess Jermaine's son, the grandson of Joe, made the announcement that the legend maker passed on to that big entertainment stage in the sky.
Well, and there goes Michael's piece.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. There are some people that, you know, he was a star maker. I had a guy in the hallway, one of the management, said if it hadn't been for Joe Jackson, would Michael have been as big of a star as he was?
If it wasn't for Joe Jackson, perhaps Michael would have
led a normal life.
Had a shot at being a normal man.
Yep. And that's exactly what I said. I said, being the super group that the Jackson 5 was and then Michael Jackson, yeah, Joe had a lot to do with it, but it ruined their lives.
Yeah.
They couldn't be kids. They couldn't lead a normal life. They were beaten, screamed at, yelled at.
And worked to death.
If my memory is correct with one of the Jackson's specials that were on,
and
they started like in a brothel, didn't they? Didn't he make them work in a whorehouse?
Yeah, Gary, Indiana. I think there are still people out there that don't know this. But they were not allowed to call him daddy. They were not allowed to even refer to him as father. The only way they were referred to Joe Jackson, Joseph.
Yep. Guy was a jerk. And we used to kind of poke a stick at it. When Michael Jackson died, Joe Jackson must have been on Larry King about 50 times, and it wasn't mourning the death of his son. It was, we lost the biggest superstar. And then he started talking about how he's working on another one to be bigger than Michael. And this is all he thought about.
And he's putting together this new CD.
Yep. And he started hawking a product.
Yep.
It was his way or the highway. Yeah, he made a super group. He had talented kids. But that guy was a bastard. That guy was just a jerk. And you say to yourself, me? I don't know if he gets into heaven. I don't think so.
It's not up to us.
But it's not up to us.
But... You know that.
Every time you saw him, he looked like a swindler.
That whole family, including his so-called wife, because I think once he was done using her as a broodmare, he didn't have anything to do with her.
No, that's true. There have been so many things out there, truths as to the way he raised his kids, but to their credit, They've always pretty much praised him. I mean, again, the grandson is talking like he was, this god of a music guy. And how great he was. I just remember because we grew up through all of that. Mm-hmm. When we were little kids, the Jackson 5 were big, and we went all through Off the Wall, the Jackson's Victory Tour, and his other stuff. He was a jerk. But and you can't I remember, talk Hill of the Dead.
And I remember when the Victory Tour came out, and I'm like, why are they doing that? Jackson 5 haven't had a hit in forever. This is Michael's era. Well, he's going to go yes. on the Victory Tour.
Yes, to help his brothers out.
Mm-hmm.
Make money for me.
Mm-hmm.
The only the
Jackson
only,
Family Honest?
Yep, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The only true failure that they had, and I'm not joking about this, was an award show called the Jackson Family Honors. It was supposed to be like the Emmys and the Academy Awards every year.
Mm-hmm.
They did it once. And they had this god-awful, gaudy globe trophy that looked like the Stanley Cup. And they'd hand it to
various members of the Jackson family.
The people that the Jackson family felt were worthy of it. The only thing I remember about that, the Jackson, I think it was like on CBS. They did it just like any award show.
I remember you and I just couldn't believe it.
Going like, what the? I remember Elizabeth Taylor was involved with it. She was one of the like presenters, or she might have won an award or presented an award to one of the Jackson family. And they had guests and the podium and hand out these trophies that I guess it went belly up first year. It was such a mess.
Oh, I have a poor VHS copy of it.
Of the Jackson Family Honors? Does it have the intro on
it? Yeah, let me see.
Let me see.
My intention is to have one child. Yeah. But somehow it wound up with quite a bit more. I think that's basically because of Catherine, you know.
I did it all by myself, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, welcome to the Jackson Family Honors.
Oh, there's all kinds of crazy CGI stuff going on. They got the Cirque du Soleil people out there now.
Of course they do.
Because Joseph, Vegas is his town.
Yeah. Does it go and list the guests and
That's
presenters?
What I'm hoping for. But I guess they open with a dance number. There comes every Jackson. There's like 60 of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine and Joe Jackson.
I think Bruce Hornsby is on here.
What year?
94.
Tonight, honoring the lifetime achievements of Elizabeth Taylor and Berry Gordy, with special guests Celine Dion, Louis Gossett Jr., Bruce Hornsby, Quincy Jones, Gladys Knight, Smokey Robinson, Paul Rodriguez,
Dionne
Warwick, another bad creation, with the Michael Peters dancers, and performances by the members of the Jackson family. Ladies and gentlemen, Academy Award nominee, Janet Jackson.
Oh.
The time.
He had the money. He would force them, man.
Yeah, the Jackson
Hasselhoff
family.
Was in the audience.
Of course, they paid him to all be out there.
Dreams come
Bruce Hornsby, man, you talk about star power.
Superstar Larry. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to look during the break, but can you fast forward through the picture of it so that I can see if I can remember the trophy and what the trophy looks like?
Oh, yeah.
I just remember it looking something like the Stanley Cup or, you know, the... some giant trophy.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to look through this.
Well, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in about 1 hour here on this program, are you smarter than Haney?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Jackson Family Honors
yes.
continues.
The lovely Karen will join us, and one lucky Stan and Haney listener go head-to-head with Mark Haney. Chance to win a valuable prize. Also, update. I don't know how true it is. Saw the chief engineer just now, but he texted me after we got off the air yesterday. Copper lines, July 3rd.
They'll begin to install them, or they will be installed?
I'm told they will be installed July 3rd. So when we are back from vacation, the phones will never sound as good as they do right at that moment. He said, because once they get wet, there could be a problem. You know, Haney and I have been in the radio business since the 1980s. Now, when we got into the radio business...
And see, when we started out in the 1980s, back then, the 1980s wasn't a long time ago. It was current.
Yeah, yes. And, well, we spun records, and we had commercials on cart tape.
Yep, slip queuing.
And we had a landline phone that had, you ever see the old office ones that the lights would be flashing across the bottom mm-hmm. and you punch them in and...
Good, satisfying click.
Yep, and the caller would come on the air, and it would be crisp and clean quality. And then the digital age came, and it all went away. We are accepting lesser quality for with virtually everything because it's faster and cheaper. And goes with everything, even music. Kids today that are listening with earbuds... And little...
It's all compressed.
It's all compressed MP3s. That's not how music's supposed to sound. You go and listen to what a kid listens to now. Oh, they all want that the bass on there. More bass. The way the songs were originally mixed, there was plenty of bass on it. And the song and the music sounded full. And you could hear everything. Now they go and digitize it and MP3 it and download it, and you sacrifice quality. And we sacrifice a phone.
Well, it was a very brief golden age. What I call the golden age of the landline, where there was enough technology, but not too much. And it resulted in the Merlin system.
Greatest piece of equipment ever invented.
Which made the most out of your copper lines.
Yep. And they were good. How good? Let me just tell you this. With the radio station we worked at, they had the Merlin system. It was a phone system. Might have been a Ma Bell thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
And if you looked at that time, late 80s, early 90s, even in the sitcoms where they'd have like a thing where there was an office scene in the dramas, your Lou Grant shows, what's the one that Candace Bergen was on?
Murphy Brown.
What are they doing? They're all answering their phones at their desk with the Merlin system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a good phone system. And they looked good. They looked 21st century.
Yeah.
With the handset.
Very modern.
Yep. Grab bag.
Lasted about 2 years.
Yeah, hop. Went downhill from there. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug. US 41. North Naples. So you World Cuppers. I guess...
Is that a class of people, like Warzies and Trekkies?
World Cuppers, sure. Germany lost today. The defending champ, I guess, to South Korea. Evidently, in the sports department over here, you never hear anything about soccer until the World Cup. They're going crazy. Can you believe it? Germany lost! I guess a bad...
Are they supposed to be good? Or?
I don't... They were the defending champs. But I guess in soccer, a yellow card... You don't want to get a yellow card.
Your country's team jersey, $120. Goalie gloves that look like Mickey Mouse hands, $75. Kicking an opposing midfielder in the face with your cleats while they're trying to headbutt a ball and giving them a concussion and sending them to the emergency room? Priceless. There are some things in life that would get you arrested for assault and thrown in jail. For competing in the World Cup, there's the referee's yellow card.
Okay. I'm sure.
So they're still trying to mainstream soccer, and it just never works.
Let me tell you the trick. Soccer, the only time I've seen soccer year-round big is when Haney and I would go to the horse tracks, and they would have the, down in Miami, and you'd have the Jamaicans and the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans down there betting on horses. But they'd all be distracted when a soccer game was on, and you'd see big cheers and all. What, did Glowworm win in the fifth? No. Somebody scored a goal. They're all going crazy. That's the only time. Now, you will see the pseudo-American soccer fan suddenly spark interest with the World Cup going on. And he'll throw out, because America knows one or two big stars like Ronaldo and all, and they'll start
like Ronaldo and
Pele.
David Beckham.
Yeah, and Beckham. But they'll drop these superstar names out there to make it sound like
they know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about. Give me a break. You don't follow soccer.
My favorite soccer team. Well, you know, a lot of people are going to go, hey, you're front running or whatever. But I really like fake Madrid. Fake Madrid.
Yep.
I don't like real Madrid.
Yeah, they're across town.
I like fake Madrid.
Yep. I remember as a kid, they really... You were talking about the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
That's a kick in the grass.
I remember up north.
Kyle Rote Jr.
Yep. We had the Hartford Hellions. And they're all trying to make it all big. And then, of course, the New York Cosmos paid all that money for Pele. Giant Stadium used to get 76,000 people for the 2 years Pele played for the New York Cosmos. And then after that, nobody showed up.
See, they didn't realize it wasn't the game itself. People were fascinated with Pele because he was the best at what he does.
Yeah. And he was already an old man by the time he went to New York.
Uh-huh.
You guys see this? The viral video of the woman who completely flips out on the Spirit Airlines flight from Houston to Minneapolis. It happened on Monday.
You better back off.
Plane had to make an unscheduled stop in Minnesota because of an unspecified medical emergency. That prompted a woman to march up and down the aisle doing nothing but cursing that she wanted off this plane. She wanted off.
I feel like the Bionic Man. I had a very small bladder.
What is this?
At first, so I couldn't
drink. What is this?
If I had, I figured this, it out. If
I think it's been hijacked.
Get me the off this plane! You ought to be fing at me! You'll see me! You will! Oh, get me the out of this plane. I don't f- care. Put me in a safe vest. You know who my brothers are? They're Marine snipers. You want to f- with the Marine?
Hey guys, just
what
hit
it? Let me the f- bastards go to hell. You know, I don't know what hell is. I've been there.
Oh, I've been there.
Tell the story.
Unscheduled stop for an emergency.
Folks, this is the captain speaking. What was her problem?
Don't know, but I started thinking about this. Wait a second. Like it. I want to. This person will not be named because it's a different world after Irma. And but I admire this young woman who was in the hallway today, who simply said, "They said, what are you doing? It's time for me to take my crazy pill."
Oh,
that she knows she's crazy and that she's on something to help her make her less crazy. I said, I admire that.
That is so considerate.
That is somebody recognizing it. What are you doing over there, Becky Lynn? Oh, nothing. Just taking my crazy pill. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I wasn't here for it.
Huh. Across the hall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seems nice enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. That I got everything I need to have here.
Okay. Do you truly ever have everything?
No,
you
need never do. To have? 25-year-old guy from New Zealand met an underage girl in Virginia playing video games online. You know how you guys put the headset on, you talk and join in on the games and all that stuff?
Yeah, I only do that when I have to.
Well, he took a liking to her. Again, he's in New Zealand. She's in Virginia. He flew 8,000 miles to try to meet her in person. She told him she didn't want to talk to him. But he came anyway. When he got there, he broke into the house carrying a knife and some pepper spray. This is fair warning to your kids out there. The girl's mother shot him in the neck. He came in with the pepper spray, the knife.
Came all the way from New Zealand for that.
Yep. I'd like to come over here and meet. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to meet. Oh, I'm going to fly 8,000 miles then and show you. Yeah, you do. Here's the sheriff talking about this.
He then reached into the door, attempted to get in the house, and the lady shot twice. He was hit once in the neck. He was not invited here. He was not expected here. He had been told in the past that this daughter no longer wished to communicate with him. This was not random. This was not spontaneous. This was something very planned. He is not the victim. That lady and her family members are the victims here.
I don't think we should understand why somebody would fly 8,000 miles somewhere they're not wanted.
No. Here's a logical question, and somebody's going to give you that answer. You ever wonder, you're a football player, you're in full uniform, you're getting the call to go out onto the field and you have to use the bathroom. You're a baseball pitcher, you're in the dugout, you're over in the bullpen and they give you the call. Hey, we're going to let the pitcher face this batter and then we're bringing in, make sure you're warmed up. You know, you're a soccer star where everybody knows your name. And you're in the middle of a game that where you don't know when it ends. And you have to go to the bathroom. What happens? What do? Archie Bradley is a pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He knew he had to come in for relief. The manager was going to make a pitching change, called the bullpen, said, hey, we're going to let him have this batter, and we're going to bring in Bradley. So Bradley says, look, I want to make sure I'm completely, there's nothing in me. So he goes into the restroom to try to take a pee. And, well, he pushed so hard to get everything out, he had an accident.
What?
What to do? I'll let Archie Bradley, Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher, tell you what to do.
I was warming up to go in a game, and I knew I had the next hitter. I knew he was on deck. It's a 2-2 count, and I'm like, man, I have to pee. So I run in our bathroom real quick. I'm ready to go, and I'm trying to pee, and I pooped my pants. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I know I'm a pitcher away from going in the game, so I'm scrambling to clean myself up. I get it cleaned up the best I can, button my pants up, and our bullpen coach, Mike Fetter, said, hey, you're in the game. I stepped out the bathroom. I was like, hey, am I okay? I just myself. Like, I'm about to go into this game, and they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me until they unfortunately saw the mess in the bathroom because I didn't have time. I was like, I got to go in the game. I just felt awkward and uncomfortable and just gross.
Wound up pitching that inning.
No hitter.
I don't know, let's say he pitched the whole inning with it in his pants. All right. The wisdom of Jerry Seinfeld. Now, if anybody knows sitcoms, it's Jerry Seinfeld. And they were talking to him about the...
I don't know, Gary Marshall knows a thing or two.
But they asked Jerry Seinfeld about the whole Roseanne thing, you know, should they have fired her? And he said, ABC might have jumped the gun. He said, somebody like her will self-destruct on her own if she's truly a racist. Here's what he said about
she's not.
Here's what he said about the Roseanne thing.
I didn't see why it was necessary to fire her. Why would you murder someone who's committing suicide? Yeah, that had to be. But I never saw somebody end their entire career with one button pushed. That was fresh.
And he has a solution. They're saying, what is the spinoff going to be if you don't have Roseanne on the show? How are you going to do it? How are you going to write that? And he had a thought about that, too, which other shows have done.
I think they should get another Roseanne. They brought Dan Conner back. He was dead, right? And they just brought him back.
Dan! I thought you were dead.
So why can't we get another Roseanne? There's other funny women that could do that part. You need to get the comic in there. I hate to see a comic lose a job.
You had the two Darrens from Bewitched.
Mm-hmm.
That worked.
We were just fine with it.
We were completely fine with it. Grab Bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug. We're going to take a break. We're going to take your phone calls. And I guess at some point during the phone calls, we'll have a couple of soccer experts try to learn us. I hope not. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, yeah?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone line is open right now. Well, we have a few of them, but the one number you call to get in line if you'd like to talk to us, maybe pick up a prize, is area code 239-277-9600. And if you contribute to the show, you could get yourself a prize. I'll go over those momentarily. I give out the 239 area code because if you're listening to us outside of our immediate area, you may be streaming us. You may be on Alexa. You may be on our website doing it that way. You may be on a smartphone and you're taking the show with us and you live somewhere else now. Or maybe you've discovered the show just by, you know, checking out all the apps that you have on your phone. 239-277-9600. We can't get you a prize. We get you a stick pin on our big giant map of the United States and the world. 877-9600. We'll take your calls in a second and go over the prizes. But I do want to read this to you from the local beat. Headline, I believe this was in the Naples Daily News, which is the news press. I think they're one and the same now.
Mm-hmm.
100-mile-per-hour chase ends in arrest of Golden Gate man, says Collier County Sheriff's Office. A Golden Gate man led police on a high-speed chase Sunday night, reaching speeds of up to 100 miles per hour through residential areas. 38-year-old Johnny Whipple ran a stop sign at about 1 a.m. Sunday at 16th Place Southwest as he pulled onto Santa Barbara Boulevard. A deputy tried to pull Whipple over. Whipple, driving a real cool 2005 Chrysler 300.
Nice. He is the one who knocks.
Yeah. And evidently a 2005 Chrysler can still do 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's the one you put the fake Bentley logo on the front
yeah,
of.
Yeah, they do it. Let's see. Whipple did not respond to emergency lights or a police siren. Whipple then led deputies on a high-speed pursuit throughout the residential area of Green Boulevard, where speeds reached 100 miles per hour. At one point, Whipple passed another vehicle in a no-passing zone and risked a head-on collision with an oncoming car, according to the police report. The chase continued through other areas of Golden Gate on Sunshine Boulevard and then back to Green Boulevard. The pursuit ended when Whipple lost control of that 2005 Chrysler, that beauty, crashing into an apartment complex on Waverly Place. When Whipple exited his car, officers wondered, does that 2005 Chrysler 300 have AC? Because you're sweating, buddy. He also claimed he couldn't breathe. Paramedics were called, and Whipple was taken to a physician's regional medical center. Deputy said, well, let's see what's in that car. They found 7 grams of crack cocaine, nearly 16 grams of marijuana, other drug paraphernalia.
Damn metric system. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. A gram. What's that in ounces? I don't know.
When did the damn drug business go to the metric system?
Whipple was charged with fleeing police with disregard to safety to person or property, possessing cocaine, possessing less than 20 grams of marijuana, driving with a suspended and revoked license. He's set to appear July 16th. 277-9600. We have, if you can go Saturday and we give them to you, we have 30 Seconds to Mars tickets, Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. We have Adventure Island in Tampa. We have Stan and Haney Babacoo Saw. We got a gift certificate to Sky King Fireworks for the 4th of July, $60 value. $25 to Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. Oh, they're great. Complimentary auto health check from our friends at Naples Nissan. You don't even have to drive a Nissan to get that check. Tickets to a miracle game of your choice. A Haney bobblehead signed by me, Stan. And, nope, $50 to the pewter mug. 277-9600. What do you got for us today, Haney? What do you got? Give me a little toe tapper.
Oh, you wanted the best?
Yeah.
You got the best.
Groovy. We know who makes the decision in that band. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Toby.
Hey, Toby, welcome to the show.
Guess what, Stan?
Yeah.
Chicken butt.
What?
You know why?
chicken thigh.
Exactly.
All right. 2779600.
Who's the joke on anyway? I mean, he sat there for 10 minutes to do that.
But I don't know what it means.
No,
it's an old elementary school joke.
Yeah, it's just good humor.
Okay.
Good clean fun.
Yeah.
You know, like a knock-knock joke.
Yeah. And I understand you can't make great calls like Haney and I did when we were kids before the IDs and all that stuff.
Used to go and
3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, you and your buddies would go call up the math teacher at home. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't know who you were.
Remember, I had one teacher, and me and my gal went and made a point to go smoke a cigarette on her front lawn. And we put out the butts just a little bit away from the sidewalk and then told her, yeah, we were there. You can go check. We left evidence.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray.
And then, you know, she's threatening to suspend us. We go, well, it wasn't on school grounds. What are you going to do about it? You know we were there.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, this is Ray from Nokomis. You guys are great. I want to talk about the old music with the stereo music, and when the speakers, you'd be listening to them, and the music would go back and forth from speaker to speaker, and maybe Henny can answer it. Why aren't the new bands doing that now? And
were they panned a little bit, Haney?
What happened?
He's explaining your question.
He's not ready to explain it.
Oh.
I don't know. I think that people think it's cheesy. I don't know that they put that much thought into it.
And it used to be the engineers that would do that.
And when it got really big is when they thought quad was going to take off.
Yes. You know what? Speaking of that, the first time...
Did you
time,
ever hear a quad stereo?
I'm going to tell... Yes. Now, I don't know if you have it. You got and you can jump to where it starts. On the 70s Hall & Oates album, Bigger Than the Both of Us, there was a song called Falling. And at the end of it, I mean, if you, in that day and age of quad, had the headphones on or had the stereo system with the four speakers, it was something you always make sure you listen to the song with headphones. Because Falling used every studio trick in the book to give you that headphone crazy feel in your head of panning it back and forth and different sound effects. And it was crazy.
I have a working theory on the guy's question.
What?
Same reason you'll hear these young kids, especially out in Cape Coral, they're driving around listening to hip-hop music, but through a bullhorn underneath the hood of their car.
Yeah, it's true. I don't understand it. But
anybody who knows anything about speakers, bullhorns are nothing but highs. They're all trouble. Now, they're not doing this to compensate for the subwoofers in their trunk because they don't have them. So essentially, they're listening to hip-hop music through a speaker that removes the bass, which would be like listening to bluegrass through
but
something that takes
hip-hop,
out.
They love the bass.
That's what I'm getting to my point.
So they put it in the engine compartment?
Exactly. So everybody can hear the lyrics. It's horrible. Imagine an ice cream truck playing hip-hop through their bullhorn on the front. So
is that really a thing?
Yes. In Cape. And it's dying down, but through the last 2 years, I've seen it a lot. So I mentioned,
so that's the noise you hear.
And so I mentioned this to my brother. I'm like, do kids not enjoy the quality of sound and music anymore? And he hit it right on the head.
What?
You have a generation of kids who grew up listening to music through their iPhones without their earbud that has the single speaker.
Man, it's garbage.
So if you have a lot of people listening through a single speaker on a phone, as we used to joke, mono's making a comeback, so you're not going to spend the time doing a stereo effect if a lot of people are listening to it.
If that's the case, they're stupid, D-Train, because
we grew up
on AM, and we didn't have a problem embracing FM.
Nope.
Well, clearly
sure
they're
didn't.
Stupid. They're listening to a speaker that has no bass. Once again, it's like listening to bluegrass with something that takes out the banjo. Why try?
Did you find Fallen?
Yes, I did. And as soon as I did, the computer crashed.
All right, when you can find it.
So I'm bringing it back up now.
All right.
I don't know if it's because, the air handler kicked on or off.
That's
I don't
what happens.
Know.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I'm from, I live down there in Fort Myers area, and I moved to Stafford, Virginia, listen to you guys on Alexa now.
All right, so you're calling us from Virginia right now?
Yes, I am.
What's the city?
Stafford, Virginia.
Stafford, Virginia. Stick pin. And don't you love that, Alexa, with the way you can listen to us?
Yes, I do, sir.
I appreciate that. When did you move up there?
2012, but I lived down in Florida, Fort Myers area for years, man. And shout out to my bro Jim.
I appreciate you listening to us in Stafford, Virginia, brother.
How'd you end up in Stafford, Virginia, if you lived here?
I grew up in this area, just north of Stafford, and I don't know. Had problems with the wife down that way.
Say no more.
Okay.
All right,
I had to find sanctuary somewhere.
I hear you, brother. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Stafford, Virginia.
You know, that is so gratifying that people take us with them.
277-9600-239 area code. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, you know, I'm interested in knowing a little bit more about that high-speed police chase, because I've been thinking about getting in one myself lately.
Is this Scatter? Is this
That's
Scatter?
That's what you call him.
Scatter? What? You want to get into a... Go ahead, make the news. 277-9600. 239 area code. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Matt. How you doing?
Hey, Matt. Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, sir. Hey, I started listening to you guys back in 2007 when we moved down here to Venice, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife turned me on to you guys, and the first episode I heard, I was hooked. And been really enjoying you ever since, but my wife, here lately, doesn't listen to you anymore. So when we have an occasion to be in the car at the same time and you guys are broadcasting, I try to turn you on.
Yeah.
And she said, I can't listen to Stan anymore. He's so angry.
Is she in the car right now?
No, she's at work.
Here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
There's not an angry bone in my body.
You're running people off with your anger.
Yeah, evidently. Next time you are in the car with her, and the next time you got us on, have her call me, and I'll personally talk to her. I will personally, and you know what? And what I'm going to do right now, where do you live?
Here in Venice.
So you're way up in Venice. I was going to give you something to eat or something, but I can't, you can't come down here. That's too far away.
That's all right.
But I wanted to give her something that maybe they'd go out to dinner or something, but you live too far. Have her call me.
I certainly will.
All right, brother.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, did we hear back from the guy that works with mirrors and has a smoking hot wife?
Let me look.
Did you find the song?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
It crashed again.
Are you serious?
Starting it up again.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
You hearing this, Chief Engineer? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jay in Fort Myers.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I want to comment on the grams to ounces.
Okay.
When it comes to street drugs.
Yeah, we're not good with the metric system.
Yeah, it's just over 28 grams to an ounce, so your quarter ounces are not much over 7 grams.
Okay, so you get yourself a quarter ounce, you got about 7 grams on you. I'm ready. I can do business with that. Grams. You know, you get a dimwit, and like somebody that doesn't understand the metric system, you throw drugs into it, and then they understand.
They become an expert overnight.
Overnight expert.
Mm-hmm.
277.
It's all about motivation.
Yes, it is. It's how you, what do you want to learn? Do you want it that badly? You'll learn it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Mark from Naples.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I think I can clear up the confusion about that bullhorn with the rap music.
Yeah.
I think what it is they just want everybody to hear their crappy music.
That's what I think.
And to be honest with you, I drive a couple of different vehicles with different sound systems. I appreciate the sound and whatnot. When I'm driving in my Jeep with the doors and panels off, when I come up to a stoplight, I turn down my music so
Amen.
It doesn't bother other people.
Amen.
And the other reason why is I don't want anybody knowing I listen to James Taylor. So
hey, I'm not ashamed of that.
Nothing wrong with
Nothing
James
wrong
Taylor.
With that at all.
Nothing wrong with that, but, you know, I'm peaceable when it comes to, you know, bothering other people. You don't want to create an issue,
I guess you'll go down, then.
I'll go down. I'll go down. We got about 1 minute before we have to take the break, and your computer is completely shot.
I think we have another stick pen on hold, too.
Oh, really? Which line?
This is insane.
Line three.
Everything was fine until you asked for Hall & Oates, and then the computer rebelled.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Rob. Ahoy, guys.
Hey, how's Rob, how are you, buddy? You need a stick pen?
Yeah, I do, actually, because, I mean, I live in Cape Coral, but for the last 6 years, I carry you guys with me every 4th of July to Blairsville, Georgia.
Okay, but you don't live in Blairsville, Georgia.
Well, I own a cabin up there.
All right, that works.
He's a property owner.
That's a property owner, Blairsville, Georgia.
I'm a property owner in Blairsville, Georgia.
Stick pin right there in Blairsville, Georgia.
I got lucky on that because the stick pin I was talking about is on line two.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so you didn't even know that was a stick pin.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Mike, where are you calling us from?
Right now, I'm calling you from Arlington, Virginia. I've been here the last couple of years, but I was in Naples, Fort Myers for at least 10 years listening to you guys.
But you live up in Arlington.
Yeah, so if you guys don't have one in Arlington, Virginia.
Appreciate it. Stick pin, Arlington, Virginia. Arlington, Virginia.
Third consecutive crash.
Really? We'll do it later on because we got to take a break and we got to make room for Karen. And we can't even have a computer that won't crash. That's insane. That's ridiculous. And right now, the people that can make those decisions either aren't listening to us in the building, because they don't, or the ones that do listen to us in the building and they hear it will shut it off because they don't want to be recognized that they heard it, because they're not about to replace anything.
No, and it's like they think we make stuff up.
And we don't. We'll be back.
We just suffer through it.
Are you smarter than Haney? Could win yourself a nice prize. We'll do it when we come back.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to play Smarter Than Haney here. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Stick pin. This is great. Izzy, we hear you, buddy. Former resident of Fort Myers, now living in Sycamore, Illinois, 60 miles west of Chi-Town.
That's not Izzy Iskowitz, is it?
It could be. Listening to the Stan and Haney show. Our friend Karen's here. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Take a look at that map. These are all the stick pins
That's
of people
amazing.
That listen to us around the country and around the world.
I love it.
Times have really changed. It used to be, you know, when you moved, you lost your show.
Not anymore.
Nope.
We're going to play Smarter Than Haney. Up for grabs. Anything you'd like from our prize list for today. 30 Seconds to Mars. Adventure Island in Tampa. Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. $60 to Sky King Fireworks. $25 to Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili and Dogs. Complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan. Miracle tickets, Haney bobblehead, $50 to the pewter mug.
I finally got it.
Okay, we'll do it after
Can
the
you
game.
Believe it?
I know, it's insane. It's ridiculous. We need new equipment. 6 categories. Haney will answer. You, the listener, will answer. First person to get all 6 categories will win. And then if you're lucky enough to defeat Haney, you have a lifeline. And that's why we have the lovely Karen with us in studio. She'll help you. If you don't want to answer a category, you don't feel right about it, maybe you're being shut out and would like to at least have something on the board.
I'm here for you.
Karen. Karen
She's been doing well lately.
She sure has. If you get a correct answer, you will hear this.
Oh, loop.
No, you hear this. Incorrect. Taking too much time. You lose. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days.
That's me walking around my house.
Yep. Random Stan and Haney listener, that does not mean the first caller. It means somebody that can stay on the line, somebody that we can hear.
Someone that Stan approves of.
Someone that I approve of. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the
Hi,
boss.
Everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Random Stan and Haney listener. And please, if you've played the game in the last 5 years, let somebody else have a shot at it to win a prize. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. We'll take a random, not necessarily first caller to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Head-to-head with the master. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Ted speaking.
Ted, you got a nice connection there. Ted, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
I sure have not.
Ted,
has he played the game?
Have you played the game before?
I have not played this game.
All right, sounds good, Ted. And if you win something and we put you in the computer, it's going to show that you haven't won anything in 30 days. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ted. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Ted. Good luck.
You.
She said good luck. I hope you heard that.
He said thank
okay,
you.
Okay, whatever.
It was just delayed.
Yeah.
Uncomfortably.
The categories. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography. Now, Ted, if he gets this incorrect, you can steal it. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ted. Haney, what city used to be called New Amsterdam?
New York.
Correct. On the board. On the board. Ted, category?
Science.
Science? Science.
Bold move.
A very bold move. Okay, in science, multiple choice, Ted. If you broke your ulna, U-L-N-A,
your ulna.
Ulna, where would the doctor put the cast, your ankle, arm, or shin?
Can you spell it? I'm sorry, guys.
U-L-N-A, ulna.
U-L-N-A.
You broke
in
it.
My choices?
Yeah, your choices are, don't play games with me now, Ted, ankle, arm, or shin.
I will go, I don't know, I'm going to go with your shin.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Well, it's right there and next to your radius, and that's your arm.
You are correct in science. And Haney, you have control of the board. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
History.
In history. Haney, what could no longer be advertised on TV as of January 1971?
Cigarettes.
Correct. Cigarettes.
Well, that was an easy one.
Boy, okay, well, let's see if you get an easy one.
I think the Ulna was a pretty easy one
That's pretty easy, too. All right, wide open, Ted. You got Karen as a lifeline. Pick a category.
Let's do entertainment.
Entertainment. Who was posthumously awarded the 2008 Oscar for Best Actor in a Supporting Role? Was obviously dead when they gave it to him.
Supporting Actor 2008?
Yes. And stop repeating it. Just give me an answer.
This is an easy one. I have no clue. Tom Hanks.
Posthumously. He's still alive. Haney, you can steal an entertainment.
Anthony Quinn.
Incorrect. Anybody?
No.
Anybody? Heath Ledger.
That's what I was going to say for the Joker.
Heath Ledger. He won for his creepy portrayal as the Joker in The Dark Knight.
And sadly, it turns out he wasn't acting.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Ted, you missed on that one, and Haney didn't have a reply. Haney, you got control. Entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure, Haney.
Oh, all my favorites are there. Let's go sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. All right. This would be, I guess, kind of a combination of both. Jack Purcell, namesake of the legendary sneaker. I used to have him as a kid. Was world champion in which sport? Badminton, squash, or tennis? Jack Purcell. He had a shoe line out, you know, right along there with Chuck Taylor's and Stan Smith's. There was the Jack Purcell.
Tennis?
Incorrect. You can steal, Ted. Was it badminton or squash?
Well, that's 50-50. I was going to go tennis. I'll try badminton.
You are correct. It is badminton. And you are on the board in sports and leisure and have control of the board. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature. You got Karen as a lifeline.
Can Karen pick the topic?
What would you like, Karen?
Entertainment, please.
In entertainment. La, la, la. All right. In entertainment, Karen, and this is for Ted, who has not been married to Pam Anderson?
Ooh.
Rick Solomon, Kid Rock, Tommy Lee, or Kelly Slater? Who has not been married to Pam Anderson?
Rick Solomon?
Incorrect. You can steal, Haney.
Kelly Slater.
You are correct,
that was my
Haney.
Second choice.
Kelly Slater. Haney is again.
Nice try, Karen.
Thank you, Ted.
That was nice. Good. This is all good sportsmanship around here today. All right, let's move this game along. Haney, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's go ladies' choice.
Ooh.
All right, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's go with arts and literature.
Arts and literature. What? All right, this is arts and literature. Karen's answering for Haney. What publication, Karen, calls itself the magazine for women with something to get off their chests? You know what? I'm throwing this question out.
Is it?
Because nobody would get it. No, I don't even know that the thing exists.
The Red Book?
No. And it's not like I'm throwing it out.
Okay.
What was it?
Bust Magazine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
That's why I'm going to another question.
I knew that one.
You, yeah, okay. Sure you did. You know what? I can give it to you, but it still won't help you. Let's see.
I have a subscription to that.
Okay. According, arts and literature, Karen.
Yes.
According to J.K. Rowling, what Harry Potter character is gay?
According to J.K. Rowling, what Harry Potter character is gay? This is for Haney.
Draco Malfoy?
Incorrect. You can steal, Ted.
I don't know many characters. I'm going to say Dusseldorf just because it's the only character I know.
Dusseldorf.
Can I steal?
You can't, but you can tell everybody the answer.
Karen, it's Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Oh, that's Dumbledore. Not Dusseldorf.
Not Dusseldorf.
Dumbledore.
Ted.
That's
who I meant.
You got control, Ted. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
History.
In history. Na, da, da, da.
La, da, 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 da.
La, da, da. All right, here we go. Ted, listen up. In history, who was the first African-American to host a national late-night TV talk show? Who was the first African-American to host a national late-night TV show?
Oh, I can picture the guy. Is it Arsenio Hall?
Yes, you are correct. Absolutely correct. Nice one. Haney, wow. Arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Haney, what musical, based on a Stephen King novel, closed after 5 performances in 1988.
Carrie?
Yes! Very good.
I wouldn't want to see that.
Very good. All right, Ted. Geography, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature.
We're going to go with entertainment.
Entertainment. All right. Let's see. In entertainment. In the 1997 release Return of the Jedi, what actor replaced Sebastian Shaw in the final scene?
Jeez. I should know this.
You should.
Sebastian Shaw.
Replaced him. 3 seconds.
Luke Skywalker.
Yes, you're on the right track.
Anakin Skywalker.
Incorrect. We wanted the actor Hayden Christensen. You already had the category, Haney. Haney, you're at match point in sports and leisure. You answer this question correctly, game over, you win. Incorrectly, Ted already has the category, but he'll gain control and the game continues. In sports and leisure, Haney. Simple one, you played it as a kid. You used to be a fan when you were little, not anymore. In baseball, how many sides? Does home plate have? How many sides does home plate have?
5.
You are absolutely correct. Right. Yes. 5 sides shaped like a home. Ted, sorry.
You did, I understand.
You did get 2 correct. And that's something because people have been shut out lately.
And I knew Buster.
And you do have to say something to Haney if you want a prize.
Well, I am definitely not smarter than Haney.
Hey, Ted, hold on. We'll send you over to D-Train, and you can pick a prize, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen. Karen.
Of course.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. It has been a long time since somebody has put a true battle against you.
Yeah.
A true battle. We've had them, and yes, it on a rare occasion, what are you talking about? You've been here the last 3 of them. I think one had more than 3. A couple of them, you shut them out.
Well, you know, You don't remember the wind, Stan.
So true. Let's close the door.
You are stupid.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course, my pleasure. Smart.
Know your role and simply play
and
your
thank
part.
You for the awesome cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
They were good.
Yes, I'm glad
yes,
you enjoyed
were.
Them.
Thank you very much for that.
Of course. Anytime.
Hat in hand, Ted.
Now you finally start to understand nothing personal. That's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We mean that. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a few minutes. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. And I wanted to mention this. Where is it? Because I want to talk about it. Red, white, and boom. 4th of July. City of Cape Coral, Parks and Department, and K-Rock proud to bring you the biggest, largest single-day event for 4th of July in Southwest Florida. It's the 2018 Red, White, and Boom. Going to happen on the 4th. It's a Wednesday. Week from today, as a matter of fact. Starting at 5:30, located at the foot of the Cape Coral Bridge on Cape Coral Parkway. It's brought to you by Vaporango, Cape Coral, Cricket Wireless. More info on 96krock.com. Here, before we do traffic and all that, can you play Falling right now for people with the headphones and want to hear the stereophonic and all that without it crashing?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I'll keep it good and cranked, too, so people can enjoy it.
All right. Initiating in 3. And
nothing. Oh, there it goes. All right, now get to, like, halfway into it, and that's when it... Stereophonic.
Wake up.
sounds like they may have listened to too many Styx records.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, couple of things on the board. We got a busted-ass POS in the road, Fort Myers. Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. And this one also in Fort Myers. Crash. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Rockville Road.
And beautiful area.
And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Police in Paw Paw, Michigan follow a dog's paw prints to find a missing kid. A man believes that Taco Bell is taking far too long with his order. How to express his displeasure?
Tell him you want your money back or pull out of line or what?
He chose to assault the manager, and that went so well, he then applied for a job there. Show him how it's done.
Yep.
A man goes to jail for threatening to post fake Yelp reviews and then gets additional jail time when he follows through on it. And finally, Dateline Phelps, Kentucky.
Do you know where Phelps, Kentucky is, D-Train? Is that right next to your town?
Never heard of it. Let me look.
Phelps, Kentucky.
I bet it's Eastern.
It is. Dateline Phelps, Kentucky, a man is arrested for shooting his brother. Again. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense.
Yeah,
coming
that's right on the border of West Virginia. That explains it all.
On the news.
Laughter. You gotta have some laughter. Oh, that's right, Miss Menthol. 2017. 4 o'clock fluffer.
Oh, my God.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. No, Stan's here.
Hi. Woo!
What are you doing here, bud?
Come over, have dinner with you.
The surprise party?
Yeah,
we'll get ready. Just get all fat and sassy.
Brought the whole gang over.
Oh, this is timely. Those of you that were with us in the past hour are aware that my computer here crashed at least 3 times.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before buying a new computer.
Top questions to ask yourself before buying a new computer.
Does it have enough memory to store all the photos of the girlfriend I'll never have because I spend all my time downloading porn?
I don't know if you don't.
Do I want one with enough memory and features for gaming, or do I want to use it for something productive?
Yeah. I know nothing. Nothing.
How much extra do I have to pay to never get a notification to update iTunes? Do I really need to upgrade given that my current setup is a TRS-80 I bought from Radio Shack in 1979?
Quality.
No.
Does it come preloaded with U2's worst album?
Yeah.
Do I really want to blow 9 months of rent on a computer just because it has the Apple logo on it?
I think it is clear.
Oh, is it?
Am I paying about $1,500 for something a hungry child assembled with $14 worth of fiberglass?
Don't talk like a jerk.
Approximately how long does it freeze when you open Microsoft Office?
Been holding for a minute.
Oh, you shut up, Chuck Yeager.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before buying a new computer.
Yes.
Huh. Should I get a Mac, a PC, or whatever it is that Dell makes? Hey! Need to push back on him.
Yeah, push back. There we go.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it, baby.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I am so grateful for this gentleman emailing us because I am vindicated.
Again.
Stelling about Saturday or Sunday at the baseball game, Tropicana Field, Yankees, Rays, big long line in the men's room to use the urinals, and nobody was using the short urinal. Oh, that's the handicapped urinal, and I went and said,
and you got a line of people.
Yeah, I said, screw that, I'm using it. Oh, look what he did.
That's stupid.
I'm vindicated. Gentlemen, as someone who designs commercial buildings with the ADA handicap restrooms, the short urinal that you see in restrooms are not for the handicapped. They are for kids. These urinals do not meet the ADA requirements for handicap facilities. So, Stan, you are perfectly in your right to use it. The ADA requires 5-foot turning radius for wheelchairs, as well as handrails at any urinal or commode. So there.
How you like them apples?
Our buddy Charlie. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I just wanted to let you know I picked up two bottles of your Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw at Lohan's yesterday. Had it on some rotisserie chicken. It was awesome.
Yes, it is.
I want to wish you guys a happy vacation next week. Enjoy it. Signed, our buddy Charlie. Thank you, Charlie.
That'll make the fourth even better.
It will. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, well, I wonder how Big Mouth Waters liked a little karma coming her way yesterday. I'm talking about the reporter who confronted her and was shouting questions at her. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. Maxine stuck her tongue out at her.
And tried to push her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept come to my office. I don't think she'd let that woman within 50 yards of her office. All she could say was, you should come to my office. So you, Big Mouth POS, how did it feel?
And then blocked her and said this elevator is only for members.
Correct. Karma is great, isn't it? I'm sure you saw that a socialist beat a sitting Democrat in New York State yesterday. Yeah, 28 years old and full of dreams.
Yep. Yeah, she's running on the fact that she's going to introduce legislation to do away with ICE.
Yep. And that everybody should get as much free stuff as possible. She doesn't know how they're going to pay for it, but her constituents need to know that we have to buckle up and we're going to raise taxes.
What?
Yeah, she already said we're going to raise, if I'm in, we're raising taxes. So it makes me wonder with this socialist, do people who voted for her really understand what socialism is about? I bet you could take 100 of those people, ask them to explain socialism, and they couldn't do it. I'm sure their top reason would be everything is free.
Mm-hmm.
They are so ignorant. Now, did you see Elaine Chao?
Yep.
Give it right back to those morons outside her house.
Those punks.
Yep, punks. They were going after her husband, Mitch McConnell, telling them to back off and stand up to those poor, misguided morons. Of course, this is just my opinion. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Yep, right up there in Mitch's face and his wife, who's also in
the government. Cabinet.
Yep, in the cabinet. They just wouldn't let up. I mean, the woman's trying to get into her car.
And these are kids. They're wearing backpacks.
Yep. They got no idea. We're going to take a break. Take a breather. Quick breather. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you about the legends of wrestling. Get you updated on traffic. D-Train, if you can, we have a texter that texted us. I'd like to get, if we can see, find the news story on it, to get more of the details, if in fact it's true, and I would love to read the story. The reporter, this is from our texter here, the reporter you were talking about, her name is Laura Loomer, and she has filed assault charges against Maxine Waters. She did so yesterday, because I saw she put her hands on her. I'd like to see that in print. So that I can read it, maybe frame it. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we'll tell you about the legends of wrestling.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. Got a crash in the 9800 block of Buckingham Road, right at Buckingham Park. And this, also Fort Myers, crash, no injuries. 8600 block of Gladiolus Drive, right by the Sonic Drive-In. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. 96K-Rock presents, this is our baby, The Legends of Wrestling. Featuring the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, The Nasty Boys, and more to be announced. Going to happen Saturday, September 15th at the Suncoast Credit Union Arena in Fort Myers. Tickets start at $19.95. They're on sale now. Plus, limited number of VIP tickets and meet and greets are available. I was listening to Zito earlier today, and he was talking about, you know, a lot of these wrestlers, they're old, and so what they'll be doing in the ring might be quite limited, but also a lot of second generation wrestlers are going to be there with matches. There's going to be a bunch of matches. He even alluded to the fact that one of the Briscoe brothers' offspring going to be there wrestling as well. So that's all going to happen on September 15th, Suncoast Credit Union Arena in Fort Myers, the Legends of Wrestling. Go to 96krock.com for all the details. Ahoy!
Hey!
There it's Tony D'Amico, everybody. Cape Crepe and Chowder in Cape Coral. Oh, I know. With the holidays coming up, things are crazy in Cape Coral. That red, white, and boom. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah. But you're right. It's a very busy time. A lot of preparations going on.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, Cape Coral does it right every year. They get a bunch of the business people to sponsor a lot of stuff. They have the huge fireworks thing. It goes like from like 5:30 all day long. You got a booth set up there for Red, White, and Boom up there in the Cape?
Well, yeah, that remains to be seen.
What do you mean? You should be already set up with this thing. You get the spot where you're going to be setting up, you know, all the handing out some chowder.
Well, you know, well, it depends because, you know, they don't let you do that for free.
Well, yeah, you got to go and kick some money into the city, and then they give you a spot there so that you can make money. That's how it goes. Did you ever hear the term? You must have. One hand washes the other. You help the city of Cape Coral out by paying for a little spot out there, and then you get people sampling your stuff. What are you, a stoop? Some kind of idiot? That's the way it does. I thought you're a businessman.
You know what?
What?
Why don't you shut up?
Hey! Don't you talk to me that way, old man!
Don't you talk to me that way.
Yeah, you're not going to be even showing up there. Costs too much money. What do you want?
If I can get a loan.
A loan to get a spot for Red, White, and Boom.
Well, I have a very tight budget because I'm planning a big promotion.
You're planning, aside from the fireworks?
Well, I'm going to try to coincide with it, but there's a couple of things I got to get straight in my head first, and I was hoping that maybe you could help me out because you're in tune. You know what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I got my ear right to the floor here. I know everything that's going on in Southwest Florida, Tony, which you should. You ever think of maybe going to a chamber meeting, a businessmen's association meeting, something getting involved in the community so you know what's going on too, you stoop? What do you want to know?
Well, there was some elections that went on yesterday.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that in New York, there was this congressman who was supposed to be a pretty high-powered guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost out to this little girl.
Yeah, a girl. She's 28.
And that she was running in the Democratic primary, but she was running as a Democratic socialist.
Yes,
is
yes.
That correct?
That is correct. That doesn't pertain to local government in Cape Coral, but up in New York State, yes.
But here's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right.
If she's a Democratic socialist, that means she's a Nazi, right?
Oh, that means she's a fascist.
But wasn't that what the Nazis were, the Democratic Socialists?
Let me bring in D-Train. Were they Democratic Socialists, D-Train, the Nazis?
Well, the Nazi Party was National Socialist, but as history has tried to proclaim that Hitler and the Nazis were extreme far right, but if you look at the scale, if you have totalitarianism was on the left, and you have anarchy on the right. I don't know how you can claim Hitler was an extreme rightist because he was all about overbearing government.
Wasn't Mussolini a socialist, too?
Yes.
All right. And
fascist.
Yeah, a fascist.
Hey, Stan?
Yeah, Tone?
Just for your reference, I couldn't hear a damn thing he was saying.
What are you talking about? You couldn't hear? Well, let me see. How? Try that now.
Can you hear me, Tony?
Yeah, I hear him now.
All right. Didn't have a button pushed in. Sorry about that. I figured you shut us off anyway. You know, who are you calling a dumbass, you meathead?
You can't even mash the right button.
You know what? Let me go and take a look in your restaurant. You remember to turn the fryer later on?
How did you know?
What is it now? Why should you care about a democratic socialist? And yes, Nazi. Evidently.
So this woman's a Nazi.
If you look at the definition of what Hitler was, National Socialist Party, and she's a socialist Democrat, I guess they're the same.
See, this is where it's hard for me to figure out, because I know they're always calling Republicans Nazis, but it's really the Democrats.
Correct. Why don't you put that aside right now, because it ain't banging on your door like the bill collectors, okay?
I'm not putting none of it aside. I'm trying to put together a promotion that is in tune with the headlines, because I seen that lady from California.
Son of a bitch, Tony, don't you put up any swastikas at your restaurant. You're going to get in trouble.
Well, I may or may not be thinking about that.
Don't even think about that.
That goes for SS logos as well.
Yeah, and SS stuff and all of that.
Iron crosses.
And then they're kicking people out of the restaurant.
Yes. How do you feel about that? You're a restaurant owner, kicking people out of the restaurant, doing the whole chant. They have a vote among the staff, and then they follow somebody right out of the restaurant and harass them. How do you feel about that?
I think it's about the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I think so. I wouldn't turn away business. You're a businessman, I thought.
You know, you like to have your fun and take things out on me, but I'm a successful businessman because I'm still in business. In the restaurant business, 80% go out of business in the first year, and the second year, 70% go out of business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. You're still in business. You're barely hanging on. You own your own building?
Yeah, I used to. now I lease.
Okay, all right.
I think I told you about that years ago. There was a bunch of Chinamen came to town and bought Cape Coral.
Yeah, now you're leasing your own building that you once owned. What's your big idea?
The Chinamen own all the movie theaters. Yeah. Well, never mind.
What is your big promotion?
Well, my big promotion is trying to tie into that, you know, things that people are talking about. And I would never kick nobody out of my restaurant.
Have you? Truly?
As long as they're paying.
Right. Money talks at Cape Crepe and Chowder.
What's your restroom policy? What is your restroom policy?
My restroom policy is, look, there are only so many hours in the day, and maybe it's not as clean as you'd like it to be,
right.
But it's there for convenience,
yeah.
And you don't have to use it.
Do we have buoys and gulls back, or is it still just the gulls?
No, I haven't been able to afford to replace that. I looked on Amazon, and I looked on eBay, and the cheapest it got was like $28.75, mm-hmm. And that was just an opening bid.
Yeah, do you have a handicap urinal like I was fighting up at the ballpark? You got a handicap urinal?
Oh, there's no such thing.
Oh, really? What is it?
No, handicap must use the crapper.
What is your big promotion, old man? Hold it. Wait a second. Is this something that you're asking me to promote?
No, because it's sort of half-baked right now. I'm trying to figure out how to go about it because there seems to be so much disagreement.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you got the crazy lady from California telling her to push back, whatever the hell that means.
Yep.
People getting kicked out of the restaurants and whatnot. Yeah. I thought, why not just bring everything to a head?
It's coming that way. It's coming fast.
And I want everybody to feel welcome in my restaurant. What I was thinking about doing, maybe around the 4th, is to let everybody settle the differences with a big tug of war. And on one side, you'll have the Nazi flag for your Republicans.
For the Republicans, you're going to have a Nazi flag.
You know, pictures of Hitler and whatnot. on the other side, it'll be the hammer and the sickle for the commies, and they got pictures of Stalin and Sham and Mao, and they can just have a big tug of war while the rest of us watch.
Do you honestly think, A, that anybody's going to come and do a tug of war with one side hammer and sickle and the other side a swastika and have a tug of war in your parking lot on the 4th of July when they can go watch fireworks and celebrate America? What are you doing? Are you that thick-headed?
I don't know, Dad. Should I go with plan A? Because this was a compromise. My original plan was on one side to have the Mexican flag, and on the other side, the stars and bars. I guess I can't make up my mind.
You better make up your mind fast, because the day is coming fast. Are you prepared for any of this? And if people want to come and watch this tug of war, are you going to serve them food?
Yes, we're going to have a buffet going on, and also, you remember I was going to have separate rooms for people of different persuasions?
Yes! I think that's what our socialist Dems, would want.
Well, what I've done now is I've created a safe space for children so they'll be separated from the families while they die.
I don't even know where to start.
Oh. We'll be back.
Popularity. What is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Hey, Jerry, there's that girl in our math class.
Carolyn thinks that she has the key to popularity. Parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about Carolyn, he learns that she dates all the boys.
Nothing like being Miss Popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow, meow.
Okay, Ellie.
Now, why do they invite Carolyn to join their group? Is it because they like the way she looks and dresses? Because she seems as interested in girls as in boys?
I guess you know everybody, don't you? How about you, Wally? Where do you fit in all this?
Oh, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory attached.
You sound like you need a hand.
Would you? I mean, would you really?
Sure, I'd like it. I don't know anything, but I could learn.
Well, I need some help too, Carolyn.
Hey, lay off. I saw her first. I think maybe I'll take Carolyn Saturday night.
Well, better go ahead and ask her if we could work out a double date.
Hello?
I was wondering if you'd like to go to Teen Town, maybe.
Well, yes.
Or if you'd rather go with a gang party. We'd have to leave earlier for that, though.
Wally has used a lot of common sense in putting the invitation this way. It shows he has thought about what Carolyn might like, and he has implied his price range, so she will have some idea of what he can afford when she makes her choice. Carolyn likes it better this way, too. It's doing the girl no favor to leave it entirely up to her. It puts her on a spot.
All right, Wally. On Saturday at 5, then. Bye.
Well, that phone call didn't go on for hours. A pretty sensible attitude toward telephone conversations. Carolyn keeps a calendar. Not a bad idea. She'll never have the embarrassment of forgetting a date, or of being ready an hour too late. Wally felt at ease with Carolyn and will be eager to return to her.
The film. So,
Aw, for crying out loud, right when it gets good. Right when it gets good. This is outrageous. What a film, though, huh?
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in just moments. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. What is it? The National Socialist Democratic Party?
What Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Hey, you want, you know, that Hall & Oates thing.
Yeah.
It didn't really pan around as much as you thought it would.
No, because you got to have the original. That's coming off the a computer, and they really, they flattened that one out, too.
See if this one works for you.
All right. Oh, I like that.
That's stereo.
That's big time stereo.
Yep.
In the 1960s, when stereo was available, it was secondary to the artist and the engineers. And they had to put out the mono version for radio, for most record players that you had in your house. And then as an afterthought, they'd play around with the stereo. And they'd put stuff out like this. The artist usually had no idea that the engineer was messing around with it for stereo because nobody cared. It was a secondary thing.
There you go, hear that?
Yep.
360.
All the way around. Line. Laura Loomer files assault charges against Maxine Waters. This coming from radio station WFTL. Congressman Andy Biggs says enough is enough. The Arizona Republican is calling for a censure and condemnation of Representative Maxine Waters, who in her primary won like 90% of the vote.
Amazing. She doesn't even live in the district.
Saying she crossed the line. The Democratic congresswoman asked supporters to harass Trump administration staffers and officials. Biggs has introduced a resolution targeting Waters' action. Also, Laura Loomer believes Representative Maxine Waters has crossed the line and told the news that she has filed assault charges against the congresswoman.
She's slapping at her. And she stuck her tongue out at her.
She confronted Waters yesterday asking the congresswoman, "Where can I eat as a Trump supporter?" Following Maxine Waters' reaction, Loomer went to Capitol Police Headquarters and filled out a police report filing assault charges against the congresswoman. Here is, I guess, the post that she made. "Today, I filed a police report in Washington, D.C. to press charges against Congresswoman Maxine Waters for assaulting me. When I confronted her regarding her call for targeted harassment of Trump administration officials, Ms. Waters assaulted me three times. She hit my hand to try to knock my phone out of my hand. Then she hit me in the face with her papers twice."
And it's on camera.
"Which my interview with, here is the report I filed Tuesday outside Capitol Police Day." So she filed, I guess she said she assaulted her three times.
Let's see what happens.
I don't know how she gets away with what she gets away with, because she is an African-American female. She is given so much leeway. Anybody else saying things like that would be held to a much higher standard.
Absolutely. And yet, although she doesn't live there, her district loves her. Well, it's some unbelievable amount for the percentage in the primary.
She had like 70%.
Yeah, they love her. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we'll do some news with Mark Haney.
Traffic brought to you by Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. North Fort Myers, home of the best burger in town.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. Still working that crash in Fort Myers we told you earlier about. 9800 block of Buckingham Road at Buckingham Park. And then we have a crash, Fort Myers, Orange River Boulevard at Boatways Road in Fort Myers. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, June 27th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
All right.
We kind of take Netflix for granted these days.
Yeah, especially with Xfinity, just throwing it in there and you just command it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the story is Reed Hastings was inspired to come up with Netflix when he rented Apollo 13 from a video store and wound up owing $40 in late fees.
Mm-hmm.
He thought, you know, it would be nice to have a rental service where you paid a flat rate and could keep the movies until you were done with them.
It makes such perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. Well, how revolutionary was that? I remember, and in those days, you couldn't do the streaming stuff yet.
Mm-hmm.
You actually had the DVDs sent to you in that envelope. You'd tear them open, and they'd have the return envelope right on it.
There was like a golden age during that period when what I would do is I would go to like one of the industry sites and see what was releasing on what day.
Yep.
And I had my queue set up.
Throw it right into the queue.
In an expert manner, so that, like, as soon as they were available, they were shipped out to me. And then the movie studios started getting nervous and said, whoa. And they approached Netflix and agreed to help Netflix expand their catalog, except no more sending out new movies. You're going to have to wait a couple of weeks.
I remember.
And that's when it went downhill. But
for
then,
a time.
For a time, it was great. And then, of course, they're interviewing him. He goes, well, we didn't name it Netflix because we're mailing out discs.
Yeah, and people lost their minds when they announced that they were going to stop doing that.
Oh, I remember.
And then when it went from $6 to $9 or whatever it was.
And then you had to make the choice. We can continue delivering you the discs, or you can go to our streaming service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, things that are perfect. Somebody does something to F it up.
Uh-huh. Wilson Pickett, one of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the song in the midnight hour, a true classic.
It is.
Not a lot of people know this. Wilson Pickett wrote in the midnight hour in the same hotel where Martin Luther King Jr. would be assassinated 3 years later.
The Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis, Tennessee. The Lorraine. What was it, a motel?
Yep. Now, Stan, you know old school NBA basketball.
Yeah, I think I do.
Who was the first person to lead the NBA in steals?
Excuse me. Jeez. I don't know when they start, you know, rebounding, steals, assists. Nobody kept track of those.
Well, same thing in football. You know, people are shocked to find out that they didn't always count sacks.
They talked about, you know, Bill Russell when he played with the Celtics. They didn't keep track of him and Chamberlain and the amount of rebounds they were getting for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally said, well, they're getting a lot of them. Maybe we should keep track of it.
Maybe we should count that.
Yeah. I don't know. Bob Cousy. He was around probably before they counted him. I don't know.
The first person to lead the NBA in steals was a player named Larry Steele in 1974. That was the first year they kept track. 74.
Oh, my God. For assists?
Steals.
Oh, steals.
And his name's Larry Steele.
Yeah.
Steele steals.
A lot of NBA greats. Had a friend of mine. A lot younger than me, and I always have to explain it to him. He didn't get it. Do you know that there was a time in the NBA where they did not have the three-point line?
What?
And they're like, what? Yeah.
Oh, that's a college gimmick.
Yep. NBA didn't adopt it, and I think, until like 1979 or 80.
Uh-huh.
Everything was 2 points or 1 point.
Warren Buffett is richer than you.
Oh, by a lot. Whole lot.
He is 87 years old and by all accounts healthy. But he does have his habits. He still drinks a minimum of 5 cans of Coke every day.
Oh, that's going to kill him. How old is he?
87.
Ah.
You know, Stan, you're right. He may eventually die.
Yeah, from all those Cokes.
He says he likes to have it with breakfast instead of coffee and drinks it when he eats ice cream. Just loves it.
Do you remember? I don't know if it was a dream or it was real. Do you remember?
That time in September?
Yeah. Coke AM.
Yes.
I had when I was in college and was over in Europe, the first time I went over there, met a guy over there, him and his girlfriend ran a hotel, and that was his thing. Didn't want coffee in the morning, didn't want an iced tea, didn't want water. First words out of his mouth, Coca-Cola. And he would have a Coca-Cola every morning. And years later, I don't know why they don't make it anymore. Coca-Cola AM for when you want that Coca-Cola.
So what was that? Just a different can?
I don't know. That's why I distinctly remember, and I said, I don't know if it's a dream or not, Coca-Cola AM. It was for when you wanted to have a Coke in the morning. And I don't know what they did. Maybe more caffeine? I don't know.
You can't get
it now. Up.
That was probably when they had the big Jolt Cola scare.
You remember Jolt?
Oh. Stan, I've spent a lifetime in radio. I've seen refrigerators with nothing but multiple 2 liters of various levels of Jolt Cola.
Yep.
With people's initials on them.
Oh, yeah.
whole refrigerator, nothing but big bottles of Jolt Cola.
Mm-mm.
But for some reason, the coffee maker was on too.
What a combo. What a combo.
Fifty-four-year-old William Stanley is a search engine optimization expert from Dallas, Texas.
That sounds like a big, pretty big title.
And about 5 years ago, he got busted on an extortion rap. What he did is he told a financial firm to give him $30,000 or he'd post negative reviews about them on Yelp.
Oh.
And because he knows all about the search engines, he also threatened to use tricks to promote his negative post to make sure everybody would see them. The financial firm was not interested in his generous offer and instead pressed charges. Stanley was forced to pay $175,000 in restitution and received 3 years in prison for it. However, he was paroled less than a year later, at which point you'd imagine he's learned his lesson, yeah, probably forgotten the whole thing, and yeah, just move on with your life. No. Almost immediately, he made good on his original threat and began posting scathing reviews from a computer at his halfway house. He posted bogus stuff about the company all over the place, including Facebook, Glassdoor, Yelp, and many other sites before he was caught. This month, a judge, sensing that he hadn't quite learned his lesson,
yeah,
sentenced him to another 8 years in prison. So remember, the first time, $175,000 in 3 years,
yeah,
he got out on parole less than one. This time, it's 8 years plus $5.6 million in restitution.
And look at that picture of prison's hardened him. That's a man with a vendetta.
I wouldn't want to cross him.
No.
Because there's something going on with him.
Something ain't right. You know, he went in and he had a full head of hair and all that, and then he decided once he was in,
yeah,
going to shave the head down.
Like that guy on Oz.
Yeah, yeah. wasn't that a great show, that Oz?
Dun, 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 dun. Yep.
You know, every episode there would be one shocker that you've never seen on TV before. What the? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to, for years, we would have Ernie Hudson come on the show, and we would talk to him about Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, you know, he loved the series. He loved doing it, but he would always tell you, it's just another job that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad when we called him the Black Ghostbuster.
Well, he didn't really get mad.
He just preferred that.
He said, do you mind if I change it around a little bit? He said, go ahead. Because we wanted him to do a liner for us where he'd go, hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, the Black Ghostbuster, and yeah, you're listening to Stan and Hannah. He didn't want to do that, so instead it ended up, hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, the black guy in Ghostbusters.
Did he say that? Do I have that? Hold on a second.
You should.
Let me see if I got it.
He didn't want to be known as the Black Ghostbuster, but he didn't mind saying, I'm the black guy in Ghostbusters.
I don't know that he says it. Hold on, let me see. I don't even know if I got it. I might have it.
No, he didn't want to say Black Ghostbuster, but he said, I'm the black guy in Ghostbusters.
Hold on, let me see what I got here. Ernie Hudson. Here we go. Hold on. Let me see what we got. I got two different ones. They might be the same one, though. Hold on.
Well, why would there be two of them?
I don't know. I'm going to find out right now.
and see what it says.
Because other than that, he was extremely cooperative.
He was a great interview.
Yeah,
and he had
really enjoyed
more
it.
More than once. But he was the warden in Oz. Right, here we go.
Yeah, that totally, that mugshot, and you said, well, you know, at one point he had hair, didn't when he came out, and it reminded me of when that lawyer went in.
Yep. Wasn't he the one that grew his fingernails, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like 60% of that cast went on to do great things.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Here's Ernie Hudson.
Hi, this is Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
All right, I think there should be another one here, but I think it's the same one.
Hi, this is Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Yeah.
He never did it?
No.
I could swear he did it.
I listened to the interview where he said he didn't want to be known as the Black Ghostbuster.
Huh. Oh, we're running late, aren't we?
Yes. Oh, jeez. Yeah, we are.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, last week, a 2-year-old kid in Michigan wandered off, and his parents had no idea where he was. As you might imagine, they were a bit panicked.
Mm-hmm.
They figured out he escaped from a bedroom, managed to open the front door of the house, and went missing. But luckily, he was not alone. The family dog went with him and stayed with him the whole time. And the only reason they found him, the police followed the family dog's paw prints. The town they live in is Paw Paw, Michigan.
Oh, look at that. What a coincidence.
Police found the kid in a muddy, wooded area about a mile away from his house. He was covered in bug bites.
Oh, jeez.
But they say he should be fine. His name is Princeton, and the family dog is Apollo.
Look at that dog.
That's a good dog.
Look at him.
I'll keep you safe. That's what that dog's saying.
Yeah, that's a good dog. And it's a good-looking dog, too. It's a good dog and a good-looking dog.
Yep. Dog says, your mommy and daddy are stupid. They're not with you,
yeah.
But I am.
Yeah. It could be in the hound family. It might be a mix.
Yeah, it has some pit in it.
A pit?
You can tell it has pit in
it. Oh, take it away from the kid.
We used to just call them terriers,
yep.
And everything was fine.
Yep.
But then we had to make them mean. They're really nice dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have done that to them. Now it's in their blood.
Yeah.
It's the owner.
35-year-old Joseph Ristic of Gresham, Oregon, headed out Saturday night to the Taco Bell drive-thru.
All right.
And Joseph felt that he was receiving poor service. Felt like it was taking far too long to get his order. Well, having identified the problem, what to do?
Yeah.
He pulled over, went inside, and asked for a job application so he could join the team because they clearly needed help. Then he assaulted the manager of the establishment because he was still jacked up about how long his food was taking. He was arrested for fourth-degree assault, and, surprise, seems he had an outstanding warrant.
Look at this deadbeat.
No word on whether he got the job.
You know, he's got permanent bedhead. Hasn't copped a shave in a week.
And he's got like a baby cowlick right on the crown of his head.
And dead eyes. Service is all about who's working. I have seen...
I will bet you he'd run a tight ship.
Yeah. You go to the same drive-thru every day, and you know the team that's going to go and get your stuff ready. Because if you go to one place on a regular basis in your neighborhood, you know some of the workers in there.
And you may not even know you're doing it, but you'll think to yourself, oh, no, that guy's working.
Yup. Or they're going to screw it up.
Or, oh, cool, the A-team's working.
And you know everything's going to be done right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes for everybody that goes to a drive-thru fast food place or drink place. And you know when that A-team is working. And you know that nothing is held up and it goes great.
You know what I've seen in multiple restaurant reviews? Food and service great, ... when the manager / owner is there.
Yeah, when they're watching over them or actually in the weeds with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 43-year-old gent in Phelps, Kentucky, named David Adkins. Last June, he was arrested for shooting his own brother.
Jeez.
He was initially charged with attempted murder, but wound up pleading guilty to fourth-degree assault and was released from jail 3 months ago. Earlier this month, as a free man, David went and shot his brother again. We don't know what the issue is between these two, but the brother survived once again, and David was arrested again and sitting in jail facing first-degree assault charges.
There he is. There are some brains that don't understand that when you do something, there are consequences.
As his attorney, I can read his eyes.
Yeah.
And what he's saying to you right now, Stan?
Yeah.
Shut the...
Yeah, and he's one of those guys, I'd like to take a board to his head.
Y'all can keep putting me in here. Yeah. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do it again.
Yep. Yeah. What an idiot. What is going on there?
I wonder what the brother did.
I don't know. Looked at him the wrong way.
Again?
Again.
Didn't learn his lesson, did he?
You can keep putting me in here. Do it again.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, June 27th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, looked like old Dave's back here in the lockup again. I don't get it. I don't get it. Hell of a guy. Just cannot stand his brother.
Nope.
You know, if it weren't for his brother, I bet he would have gone places.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Hell, I've got half a mind just to go and shoot the brother so he won't have to do it again.
Bringing us news today. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Means a lot to us. Roger Marley, who we have to say means a lot to us, too, or we're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Coming in at 6 o'clock.
Madman. Friggin' crazy.
Yeah, saw him walking down the hallway yesterday. I turned around and walked the other way. That's it. Not gonna go and confront him.
Oh, hell no.
Yep. And I always make sure that when I leave the studio, he hasn't arrived in here yet so that we don't have to pass at the door.
Good move by you.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we have here. Fort Myers, they're all Fort Myers. We got a crash, South Cleveland Avenue and South Airport Road. Then we have a hit and run, South Cleveland Avenue and Cypress Lake Drive. And one more for you, busted ass POS in the road, Midpoint Bridge, Fort Myers side, and you are up to date.
Sold my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird.
I got a big white bird for you right here.
Right here.
Without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you
close that door.
Cause I know I won't see you anymore.
Maybe 101.
Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring?
Yes,
doesn't
brand
that new.
Mean love to
doesn't
you?
It mean anything?
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride,
yep.
And I got down
on my knees,
would you make me better?
Maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
There's so much I want to do.
I've got love enough for two.
But I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm the only heterosexual black man who has gay friends. I'm trying to get my boys to broaden their horizon because, like, gay people are dope. I'll tell you one thing, they have a better time on Instagram. My gay friends, they was on Instagram, they went pumpkin picking. I want to go. I can't get my straight friends to go pumpkin picking. Yo, Trey, let's go pumpkin picking. Is there gonna be any girls there? Why does that have to be the objective? Let's just go. We look at some orange shades. We take some selfies. Get our lights up. That's it. Ain't no girls. I ain't going. Oh, that's your only premise? That's toxic masculinity's premise. Get girls, get drunk. You know, one time my boy's like, yo, let's go to an Usher concert. I'm like, why? We don't like Usher. He's like, nah, but there's gonna be mad girls there. Yeah, but they there for us, so they not there for us. What type of logic is that? Hey, girl, you can't get him, but look at me. Mm.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey,
there it's Tony D'Amico, everybody. Cape Crepe and Chowder in Cape Coral. Oh, I know with the holidays coming up, things are crazy in Cape Coral, that red, white, and boom. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah. But you're right, it's a very busy time, a lot of preparations going on.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, Cape Coral does it right every year. They get a bunch of the business people to sponsor a lot of stuff. They have the huge fireworks thing. It goes like from like 5:30 all day long. You got a booth set up there for Red, White, and Boom up there in the Cape?
Well, I'm going to try to coincide with it. But there's a couple of things I got to get straight in my head first, and I was hoping that maybe you could help me out because you're in tune. You know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, I got my ear right to the floor here. I know everything that's going on in Southwest Florida, Tony.
Well, there was some elections that went on yesterday.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that in New York, there was this congressman who was supposed to be a pretty high-powered guy, and he lost out to this little girl.
Yeah, a girl. She's 28.
And that she was running in the Democratic primary, but she was running as a Democratic socialist.
Yes,
yes. Is that correct?
That is correct. That doesn't pertain to local government in Cape Coral, but up in New York State, yes.
But here's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right.
If she's a Democratic socialist, that means she's a Nazi, right?
Oh, that means she's a fascist.
But wasn't that what the Nazis were, the Democratic Socialists?
Let me bring in D-Train. Were they Democratic Socialists, D-Train, the Nazis?
Well, the Nazi Party was National Socialist, but as history has tried to proclaim that Hitler and the Nazis were extreme far right, but if you look at the scale, if you have totalitarianism on the left and you have anarchy on the right, I don't know how you can claim Hitler was an extreme rightist because he was all about overbearing government.
Wasn't Mussolini a socialist, too?
And, well,
yeah,
fascist.
Yeah, a fascist. Put that aside right now because it ain't banging on your door like the bill collectors, okay?
Well, my big promotion is trying to tie into that, you know, things that people are talking about.
Is this something that you're asking me to promote?
No, because it's sort of half-baked right now. I'm trying to figure out how to go about it because there seems to be so much disagreement.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you got that crazy lady from California telling her to push back, whatever the hell
yeah,
that means.
Yeah.
People getting kicked out of the restaurants and whatnot.
Yeah.
I thought, why not just bring everything to a head?
It's coming that way. It's coming fast.
And I want everybody to feel welcome in my restaurant. What I was thinking about doing, maybe around the 4th, is to let everybody settle the differences with a big tug of war. And on one side, you'll have the Nazi flag for your Republicans.
Yeah, for the Republicans, you're going to have a Nazi flag.
You know, pictures of Hitler and whatnot. on the other side,
yeah,
it'll be the hammer and the sickle for the commies, and they got pictures of Stalin and Sham and Mao, and they can just have a big tug of war while the rest of us watch.
Do you honestly think, A, that anybody's going to come and do a tug of war with one side hammer and sickle and the other side a swastika and have a tug of war in your parking lot on the 4th of July when they can go watch fireworks and celebrate America? What are you doing? Are you that thick-headed?
I don't know, Dad. Should I go with plan A? Because this was a compromise. My original plan was on one side to have the Mexican flag, and on the other side, the stars and bars. I guess I can't make up my mind.
You better make up your mind fast, because the day is coming fast. Are you prepared for any of this? And if people want to come and watch this tug of war, are you going to serve them food?
Yes, we're going to have a buffet going on, and also, you remember I was going to have separate rooms for people of different persuasions?
Yes! I think that's what our socialist Dems, would want.
But what I've done now is I've created a safe space for children so they'll be separated from the families while they die.
I don't even know where to start.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.